Blizzards and deep snow have made traveling around Bethel more dangerous recently. Last week, Bethel Search and Rescue engaged in 4 searches for overdue travelers. One woman from Kasigluk was found dead just south of Bethel. The others made it home safely. BSAR President Mike Riley said that in all 4 instances, heavy snow was a factor.
With the recent searches we had, they didn't anticipate this much snow on the tundra, on the trails, and they burnt all their gas up because of plowing through snow, pulling a heavy load, and they weren't able to travel anymore.
He commended one of the travelers who, after getting stuck, dug a hole in the snow, covered himself with a tarp, and remained close to his snow machine until BSAR members found him. Riley said the fresh snow was 3 feet deep in many areas on the tundra. Like several other people KYUK talked to, he said he hasn't seen this much snow around Bethel in decades.
We haven't seen this for about since the mid-90s, 2000s. We haven't had this much snow fall for quite some time.
There are no official measurements for the snow depth in Bethel. The National Weather Service stopped measuring snowfall there in 2018. However, Alaska climate scientist Rick Toman says that more snow would make perfect sense given the Earth's warming climate.
Why? Well, the average temperature in Bethel is way below freezing in the winter, right? And so just because it warms, say, on average 5 degrees, it's still more than cold enough for snow. In the wintertime, where are we getting moisture from for snow? Mostly from the oceans. And we know the oceans are warming. That means there's more evaporation.
Toman says the southern Bering Sea has been 1 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than average this year. To summarize, warmer ocean temperatures lead to more evaporation, which then becomes more precipitation than normal. Toman says that big winter storms with heavy snowfall could become more common in the YK Delta and other parts of Alaska in the future. But with the warming climate, he says that comes with a few caveats.
There will almost surely will be more rain events in the future in winter. And on average, getting snow in October, say, in Bethel, will become much less common. And same, you know, maybe in November.
This winter in Bethel has been 1.5 degrees warmer than the historical 30-year average. It's unclear how extra snow during the winter will impact flooding along the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers in the spring. National Weather Service hydrologist Selena Van Breiklin says there's up to 50% more snow than normal in the mountains near the headwaters of the Kuskokwim. But she says whether that causes more flooding this year will depend on how fast the snow melts.
So if we have a quick warm-up, that means that the snow is going to melt before the ice in the river has a chance to degrade, which is going to increase our chances for breakup flooding.
In April, Van Breiklin expects to have better flood predictions based on a more accurate assessment of the season's snowpack and temperatures during the river breakup. Heavy snowfall is not all doom and gloom, though. Many people like Chivak Elder and longtime teacher of Chupik culture, John Pingayak, welcome the snow.
When there's a lot of snow, there's always a positive effect on our subsistence way of life.
While deep, fresh snow can be difficult to travel on, Pingayak said oftentimes after it snows, a south wind brings moisture from the ocean and wets the snow. Once the wet snow freezes, he said the tundra becomes a smooth surface.
And then it's like a roadway that'll keep the hunters safer on the land, on the tundra.
And he said the snow will have lasting impacts that linger past winter and spring. He said the extra snow will help water the tundra and provide for an abundance of berries this summer. Berry pickers will be glad to hear then there are more snow showers forecast for much of the YK Delta this weekend. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.